Heavenly Father, we lift our cup before you this morning. May you empty us of self and fill us with yourself through the power of your word this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us put our hands together for the Lord as we take our seat. I want to bless the name of the Lord this morning for our lives. Today, I'm going to resume my series on attitude for the new season. We have been on this series for 3 Sundays before there was a pause of our series and our fresher service. Remember, during the first Sunday, I gave the general background, general introduction to the message. And for 2 Sundays, I was asking a question and we're interrogating from the scripture on what's your worldview. And remember, we said that grace can open the door for you, but attitude can shut it. God can use his grace to open a door, but your own attitude may shut it. Say, hey, God will open the, we open a door, no man can shut. God can open a door, and your attitude will shut it. The gift of a man make room for him. Gift and skill can give you a lifting. Attitude can pull you down. So this morning, I'll continue that series, and I was saying that you can change your destiny by changing your attitude. An attitude can destroy you. It can destroy the promise of God. But attitude also can lift you and make room for you. So this morning, I'll be talking about the power of influence. And I'm going to go back to that passage, you know, in the book of Luke, the story of the prodigal son. Remember, we've been on it for 2 Sundays before the pause. So let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 11. I'm just stop on verse 14, 11 to 14 or 13 quickly. I'm going to dwell more on verse 13 today. But let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 to 14. To 13, but my emphasis this morning will be on verse 13. Okay, maybe I'll read it from here. And he said, a certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Verse 13, which I'm going to dwell more on today. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted the substance with riotous living. If you remember, said by the virtue of this guy being born to this wealthy family, he already had a future. He already had an inheritance. A brighter tomorrow awaited him. But his attitude changed things around and turned things upside down for him. And that's where I started to talk about the worldview. I'm not going to go into that to get to it. But today, I'm going to talk about the power of influence. Let me tell you something. Every attitude you exhibit is a product of influence. And every one of us, we are being influenced one way or the other. And you yourself, you are influencing others. If you are a member of this church, the church will influence you. If you come from a particular tribe, they say, the tribe will influence you. This is how Yoruba people behave. Have you not heard that before? This is how Igbo people behave. This is how they behave. All of us, we are being subject to influence. The question I want to ask this morning, who is influence you and what is influence you? Under which influence you have submitted yourself? Go back to that verse 13 so that I can key in into that message very well. Go to verse 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to where? To where? To a far country. That tells you that while this guy was with his father, he was subject to influence from another place. The attitude that he brought up, the effrontery he had to ask that he wanted the wealth of the living to be divided while he's still alive, was not the training he got at home. Was not the training he received at home. But there was an influence from another force outside his father's house. Children of God, many people in the church today, they exhibit attitude, character, habits that are contrary to the dictate of the word of God. Where did they get it from? Influence from outside. Rather than being influenced by the teachings in the house of your father, you are being influenced, or you are taking the lessons, the influence from outside your father's house to push aside the training you receive in your father's house. That's what happened to this preacher's son. There was an influence contrary to the teachings, to the training, to the tradition in the house where he grew up. And he subjected to that influence. That influence came from outside. And you know, Paul actually cried about that. There was a time, Paul, if you look, okay, let's look at, I think Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. Quickly, let's read it. Galatians chapter 6, chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. Let me read from here while they are still trying to project it. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now look at verse 7. Go to verse 7. Which is not another gospel. Say, but there be some that trouble you and will prefer the gospel of Christ. Paul labor on Galatians. Paul had an expression about Galatians. Paul expected Galatians to be good children and servants of God. They preached the great gospel to them. But somehow, they started behaving contrary to the dictate of the gospel. And he said, why is it that you are going to another gospel? Now he said, no, he called himself. I said, it's not really another gospel. But there are some people who trouble you. And the outcome of that trouble is perversion. The whole aim, the trouble, your goal of their trouble you so that you will live in perversion. Not that another gospel. But Paul now said, look, no, I think what is happening, these people are under some other influence. What does it mean to trouble? No, when you say trouble, you when somebody trouble you, it gives you restlessness. Am I right? To trouble means to agitate, sometimes to tantalize, sometimes to tingle and tickle and sparkle and tintillate. Some girls say, this boy is troubling me too much. Why is he troubling you? He wants to live in perversion. He's troubling me. Call in the morning. Call in me. The first thing I read message in the morning, this guy loves me. Oh, I pity you. you are mumu. He's troubling you to lead you into perversion. Anytime this girl does his hair like this, my hairs begin to spin. I pity you. Is that the influence of the word of God? The product of trouble is perversion. That's why Yoruba will say, Koje ngbadun lobirin gbo re fun. So after a lot of trouble, already here is perversion, true or false? Paul said, why is it that these people that are taught so much, these people that are groomed for the Lord, these people that are shown the way of the Lord, they are exhibiting other attitude? No, they are being troubled. Maybe you are in this church today. You know the kind of trouble you are going through. Your friends are telling you, come and join us. No, yahoo, yahoo. It's not a crime. See, it's a repatriation. The money that our forefathers, they stole from them, want to get back from them. There's nothing like that. So don't worry. They trouble you. It trouble you. So should I consider it? It's in line with the word of God. Is that the teaching you are receiving in the church? Is that the message we are preaching from this pulpit? Anybody that is receiving trouble, agitation, rest, when you are becoming restless, check yourself. The moment anything is giving you restless, you see again, you cannot, you as if you are Parkinson's disease. You begin to shake. Or you are always restless because of somebody. Come and see me. Hey, come, let's go out. Come and see me. And it's troubling you. It is to bring you into perversion. So this brings wrong influence. This prodigal son was being troubled from outside. And that is why immediately what did he do? He fled to where the influence was. This morning, I will just, because of my time, I don't want to stay too long today. I will just give just three avenues of wrong influence. Remember, I'm talking about the power of influence. When you are influenced rightly, you will be a star for the Lord. When you are influenced wrongly, you will be an agent, an instrument, or a pawn in the hands of the devil. But this morning, I am praying that you will say no to the influence of the devil and you submit to the influence of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Nowadays, there are three main areas I want to talk about the wrong influence on our lives, on our generation. The first thing is the wrong role models. What did I say? Wrong role models. Go back to the book of Galatians chapter 5. I want us to read verses 7 to 8 quickly. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 to 8. Maybe I'll read from here. You did wrong where? Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Then go to verse 8. This persuasion cometh not from him that hath commanded you. This persuasion cometh not from him, but there's another person. Christ has called you to his kingdom. Christ has called you to the right life of holiness, of righteousness. Christ has called you to a life of service and sacrifice. But there's another persuasion against instruction. And see, please show that question again. I want people to see it. I want us to say, no, verse 8. Say, who? This persuasion came not from him that called you. So if it's not him that called you, who again could have done it? It's another wrong road there. Jesus is supposed to be our model, am I right? He's the one that has called us. But there's another person, other people are serving as other wrong model. Major problem that we're having today, many people are having wrong role models. Unfortunately, this role model, they are serving as salesmen and sales girl. And the assessment of vanity, the assessment of perversion, the assessment and sales girl of prevenity. What's the job of a salesman or sales girl? Is to persuade. Am I right? A sales girl, a salesman is to persuade you even against your conviction. When you see an insurance sales girl, he will tell you that, look, without life insurance, when you die, everything will vanish. You don't want to buy something, but his duty is to convince you to buy. Who are people our role model today? We are using the wrong people. And anybody use a role model, they are the one that will be giving you they will wield the power of influence. Unfortunately, in the world today, we have role models who are serving as idols of distraction. Recently, or last year, I don't know how recent is that, but last year, I read something on the WhatsApp. There was a confession of a secondary school girl. I don't know how many of you read it. Who confessed to her mother. Secondary school girl. I think maybe the SS3 or so. SS. I think SS1 or SS2. That she belonged to the Malian club. How many of you have heard of the Malians before? Said she belonged to the Malian club, and in their school, all the members of Malian club, they must not wear bra or pant to school 2 times in a week. All the girls. You are in Malian club, you don't wear bra and pant. Out of the 5 days in a week, 2 days they agree among the head, on these days, you don't wear bra, you don't wear pants. These are wrong role models. You look at the world of fashion and you see somebody who is exposing himself or herself, dressing provocatively, and that becomes the kind of fashion you want to follow. Wrong role models. You see somebody that is singing nonsense as music, and because something you now use on earpiece, you are going on the road, you are shaking your head like this. You cannot recite 3 verses of the Bible, but you will have all the lyrics of the series of the songs. Wrong role model. We will say, look, sometimes ago, I heard of something. I was counseling somebody, a young girl, and she was telling me, daddy, she is my friend. I said, what can my friend? Say, friend with, say, you know it now, tell me now, don't be ashamed. He said, friend with benefit. Yes, I remember now. Say, daddy, is my friend with benefit. And I asked, what's the meaning of friend with benefit? That was the first time I was hearing in my life. I said, what? I said, what's the meaning of friend with benefit? I said, friend with benefit is just a boy that you are just friend, you are not going to marry, but you are free to have sex together. That's his benefit. And I asked, then what's your own benefit? Look at that stupidity. Friends will benefit. So a boy doesn't have any plan for you, no future together, just for you to become an object of pleasure for him. Friends will benefit. When I heard it, my heart sank. I said, young lady, for how long have you been in this? I had to counsel her and pray for her. There was sometimes somebody told me, they call her YOLO. What is you know YOLO? Men say, now don't be ashamed. You only live once. You only live, so do whatever you like, enjoy yourself. YOLO, you only live once. It's a life of a bit of hell. If you want to live, if you live like that, you will live here, you will die forever. Christian, we don't live once. Are you listening to me? Anybody saying YOLO, there is not a child of God, does not believe in eternity, has no place in the kingdom of God. Christian, we don't deal once. Bible says we pass from death unto life. We leave this place, we go to the city of God. We leave this place, we go to a place of peace where there's no sunlight, but there's no darkness. We go to the presence of God. We don't live once. YOLO is for those who are living in perversion. When somebody tells you, you only live once, ten is a lie. I'm not living once. I have a life here. I have a life in eternity. So these are the sex guys, sex men of perversion. Wrong role model. And they are the promoters of vanity, strange vanity. They're what the Bible calls strange vanities. Let's look at it. I think Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 18, quickly. Jeremiah 8:19. Please, let's be fast because of my time. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 19. Now it says, behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not a king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger? What? With what? And what? Graven images and strange vanities. These graven images are the wrong models. When I was in secondary school, everybody that followed fella, they were smoking weed. Nobody will tell you I'm a fan of fella without smoking ganja. And go and see their lives after. Their lives jaga jaga. When you smoke ganja, you become jaga jaga now. So strange vanities. These strange vanities and these idols of distraction, what do they have to offer? They offer free sex. They offer lust. They offer vanities. They can tell you they will offer you instant wealth. They pull so many things they will tell you they want to offer you. You think you are enjoying. Let me tell you something. And please know this. You know, in the market of vanity, there's only one legal tender. Are you listening to me? In the market of vanity, there's only one legal tender, and that legal tender is your destiny. Destiny is the only legal tender in the market of vanity. Exchange your destiny for vanity. Yes, take drug, but exchange your destiny for it. Take illicit sex, exchange your destiny for it. Take instant wealth through dubious means, exchange your destiny for it. The only legal tender in the market of vanity is destiny. Are you ready to exchange your destiny for vanity? If not, if you have been living this life, it's time to retrace and retrieve your destiny. Just know your destiny is slipping away. It is slipping away. It is slipping away, but you can grab it this morning. I said, no, I take my destiny. The only legal tender in the market of vanity is destiny. I'll tell you one quick story. Sometimes ago, I was counseling. Some years ago, a young man came to me. One girl. The girl was all over her, all over him, all over him. Eventually, he succumbed. Sir, he thought he was a champion. If a girl could be running after me, I would be very special. I remember my secondary school principal. He used to say an adage, "Ani omade lori ya olo lori obirin." Omade olori ya olo lori obirin. So he thought he was a champion because a girl was always around her, all over him. And eventually, he started dating this girl. And after I started dating her, the girl was giving money. He was happy. On this campus. On this campus. So I'm not telling you a story that is far away. He was dating the guy. The guy was giving him money. Later on, they all give him, beer, drinks, supply everything. So at a point, the guy now took him out. They said they want to go out to read around the civil engineering area. And the guy told, without his knowledge, he brought them to a set of people. I said, look, you are not one of us. He was scared. And they now said that he needed to enter into a covenant. So that the little thing that I've been enjoying before, you enjoy the more. Then I said you should choose two things out of three. I'm telling you, this, not just what I read in literature, what I was told. Said you should choose between three things. We choose one: long life, children, and wealth. We choose long life and children will be as wretched as the church rat. If you want wealth and money, you will die suddenly, very young. So, which of the three can you live? Is it long life? Is it wealth? Is it children? You must drop one of the three. It was at that point that it came to me. So, what am I saying? All this vanity the people offer, they'll tell you, don't call what, just come with Yahoo, Yahoo. You start with Yahoo, Yahoo. They now advance to Yahoo Plus. When they say Yahoo Plus, you are gone to another realm. Yahoo, Yahoo is to get repatriation. Yahoo Plus now to get you into a court. You go into diabolical means. So, one major area of wrong influence that bring wrong guy today is wrong model. Let me ask you, who is your model? Who is your model? I want to show you one model. The model that we should follow. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 13 quickly. Don't worry, I will try to rush and finish next 10 minutes or 15 minutes thereabout. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 13. Now look at it. And when they were coming, I said, Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 13, please. Acts chapter 4, God bless you. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Ignorant people, unlearned people, were with Jesus. He molded their life and the old world stood for them. They were not undergraduate like you. They are not postgraduate like you. They are not PhD, they are not master degree, they are not engineer, they are not doctor, they are not nurses. They were unlearned. The only thing they did, that they submitted under, they chose the right model. And at the end of the day, one took knowledge of them. Let me tell you, if you decide to allow Jesus to model your life, the world will take note of you. The world will stand for you. The world will take knowledge of you. The only thing these people did was that they chose the right model. I don't know who has been your model today, but you have been choosing all these worldly, all these idols of distraction, all these salesmen of perversion, all these sales girls of provenity. Change your course today. Quickly, the second avenue for wrong influence. Like I was told you, this young man, the prodigal son, was being influenced. There was a power of influence over his life. And I pray today, if there's anybody who's hearing me, anybody who's here in this auditorium, anybody who's watching me online, anybody who's connected to this service, either by video, audio, or by YouTube, or even by Facebook, and there's a wrong influence in your life, I break that power of wrong influence now over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The second avenue I want to cover is the appetite and your desire. What is your desire? What do you show appetite for? Is it to satisfy God or to satisfy self? This prodigal son, his desire was not to do the will of his father. Do you agree with me? Is to break away from the father and go and satisfy himself. Are you designing the wrong thing? Are you so when you desire the wrong thing, there's a desperation in your life. When you have a wrong desire, there's a force of desperation. But when your desire is for God, even when things are delayed, you will know that at the end of the thing, all things work together for my good. Control your appetite. Ah, if you try this, you'll be on high. You drink a big stout, you feel like a man. Just take tell me now. Those of you who know it, tell me now. Help me out. In the gallery, can you help me out? This one, they small and they. Sasha, clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Take it and be and belong. Bring in wrong appetites. Wrong desire. You want to belong. You want to be one of them. You want to be in vogue. Wrong appetite. Wrong desire. But you know one thing? All that glitters is not. Go to the book of Psalm 84, verse 2. I like what the psalmist said there. This is the way to the what your desire should be. What should control your desire? Said that my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. That is the right desire. Say, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord, for the house of the Lord, for the presence of the Lord. My heart and my flesh, they are crying out for the living God. The heart or the flesh of people are crying out for sex, for drink, for champagne, for shasha. Did I get it right? Okay, pronounce it well for me now. Shisha, shisha, sorry. No, sir. Shisha. For shisha. These are things that destroy lives, that make people to live in perversion, that make you to be subject to the influence outside of the house of God. And number three, because of my time, the third one I want to call is the entertainment. Everybody loves entertainment. Let me tell you, people say, all work and no play may jack a double. Clap for Jesus. I agree perfectly. That is true. A man needs some time to rest, to relax. But the question is, what kind of entertainment do you get involved with? Let me tell you what a man of God said. And I wrote it down. He said, I have discovered that when I have a heightened need for entertainment, that I lower my spiritual life. When I have a heightened need for entertainment, I lower my spiritual life. Everybody needs entertainment. I'm not against that. I'm not against it. But control it, temper it, and choose rightly, choose wisely what to use. Unfortunately, entertainment industry is what is driving the world today, driving the youth today, and it's sweeping the people away from the Lord. Putting the influence that is contrary to the word and the counsel of the Lord Upon, even the people in the house of God, let me tell you, when you are talking about the salesmen and sales girl of perversion, they are not only in the world, they are also in the church. Some people come to church to chase some girls. Do you agree with me? Yes, I'm telling the truth. It's not only in the world. And some girls come to church to scintillate, to tingle, dressed to kill. Slay. The slay mamas. Entertainment. But what kind of thing do you use to entertain yourself? Everybody needs entertainment. But the question is this. See, in our days, as I'm not, I won't say, I don't want to say, because when you ask somebody like Daddy Akiolaya, I can't be saying my days. If it's not here, and I will say in our own days. But if we allow me, I can still say, sir. In our own days, for you to have, you have to go to cinema house. Those who go to cinema house, you have to. So, but this day, you don't need to go to cinema house. Entertainment, just some press on the button away. On your phone, you can be entertained with pornographic pictures, with obscene videos, with all kind of things. Even when some people come to the church, the message go on, they are busy with entertainment, pinging, WhatsApping, messaging. The service finished in the next 30 minutes, don't worry. I hope you not forgot our appointment for 3 p.m. today. Why in the church? They are still busy with entertainment. That's why the usher will be going around, the message going, instead of people to jot down things, to write down notes, because people will, you're right to say, akosile oni ogun isoyito daju. What they say? Akosile ni ogun isoye to daju. Rather than taking notes, write down, what they are doing? They are ping, they are WhatsApping. So the word just come here, fly from there, they listen to message, nothing changes their life. They are not under the influence of the word of God. Entertainment is a source of distraction to the youth of today, bringing wrong influence. And it just, they press or the button away. You don't need to go and buy, there used to be this magazine in those days, I call it Playboy. You don't need to buy Playboy magazine again. You get more than Playboy on your phone. Why do you need to? So nowadays you need money. You need to go out. You need to go, but no, you don't need to go anywhere. You can arrange everything online. And you only go for the deed and come back to tell the story. Entertainment is a very wrong, an avenue for wrong influence. This guy wanted to entertain himself. The Bible says he wasted life in riotous living. That's life of entertainment. Entertaining the flesh, inflaming the passion. Trying to live by the word of passion. Riotous living is controlled by entertainment. If there's no entertainment, there can't be riotous living. So it's another form of wrong influence. You want to do this, but let me tell you something. You cannot get satisfaction from it. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8, quickly, and I'm going to close. And we are going to continue later. I'm going to finish the series today. I told you this is a series. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8, and see what the Bible says there. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8. Quickly. All things are of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with sin, nor the ear feed with hearing. The more you want entertainment, or the more you are entertained, the more you want to be entertained. Are you listening to me? You can never be satisfied.
Hey, you want to see black girl, you see 10 black girls, you want to see white girl, you see 10 girls, you want to see the fat one, you want to see the slim one, and you can never be satisfied. Hi. The Bible says it's not satisfied with sin. You watch one pornographic film, you want to watch another. You want two, you want to watch three. You want three, you want to watch four. Film tio ni kele mang pena. Tio ni kele part kele mang pena. No, tio ni head kone part tio ni endi ni. Eh? Yes. There's no end to it. There's no end to it. It's a season. It's a series without an end. So why do you become a slave? Why do you enslave yourself with perversion, with wrong model, with wrong influence? But this morning, the Lord is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. Children of God, wean yourself from this. For you to stand for God, for you to be what God wants to be, wean yourself from this, from wrong influence. Wean yourself from wrong appetite. Wean yourself from wrong entertainment. And then you'll be a star for that. You'll be like the apostle that they stay with the Lord and the word took note of them. Finally, as we go to pray, Galatians chapter 4, verse 9 say, but now, Galatians chapter 4, verse 9 say, but now, after that you have known God, please, can you project for me? But now, after you have known God, or rather, and know of God, I will turn you again to the weak and beggarly element, where to you desire again to be in bondage. Let me tell you, if you don't want to live a life of bondage, you must not choose or come to be controlled by wrong role models. If you are under the influence of wrong role models, you are living a life of bondage. If you are having a wrong appetite, you are living under bondage, a life of bondage. If you are under the clause of the entertainment, you are living a life of bondage. But this morning, God is speaking to someone. God is speaking to you. I want you to come unto me. Come and let me model your life. See, I see young men, I see young people, I see CEOs of companies here. I see captains of industry here. I see men of timber and caliber. I see men who are movers and shakers of the society tomorrow. But please, don't be under wrong influence. That's a power of influence. You need to break away for this influence so that God can do that which he has proposed to do in your life. Stand on your feet. Yeah, clap for that. If you want to clap for that, Lord. I want to tell you, God has a great plan for you. Don't worry, whatever is you are facing, whatever is around you, God has a big plan for you. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anything deceive you. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, all fear is gone.
Because I know
me. Because I know.
Oh, oh. living just for
you. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. You know, you are being under the wrong influence. There are certain things in your life. You yourself, you are not happy about it. But there is a power beyond you. There is a hurting beyond you that is making you to dwell in it. But this morning, you want God to bring that power, that wrong pleasure. Just lift your right hand anywhere you are, whether you're in the auditorium or the gallery. I'm going to pray for you. Just God bless you. Don't leave it very high. Leave it very high. God bless you. Just say, I want this wrong influence of my life to be broken. God bless you. God bless you. I'm waiting for others. God bless you. Lift it unto the Lord. The Lord wants to deliver you. The Lord wants to deliver you. The Lord wants to deliver you. I want to say it again. You want to join this? Will lift your right hand anywhere you are. Ma anseke peposka iba yanga talaba. Yeseke poska andalababa. Raisi kapapa shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I stretch forth my hand unto this one who have elected to be set free from negative influence, from the wrong influence. My Lord and my God, I use the sword of the Spirit to break every hold of the enemy of wrong influence over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says, if the Son of Man shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I declare freedom. I declare liberty unto this one from today onward in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name in Jesus' name. Put down your hands. I want to give upon you. You want to give a life to Christ. You have never been born again before. But today, I want to say, I give my life unto him. I surrender my life. If you are here, can you not lift your right hand anywhere you are? And I'm going to pray for you. There's anybody like that? Raise your hand and I'm going to pray for you. Everybody lift your two hands unto the Lord. Just say, Lord, model my life like you did for Peter and all the disciples, that the world took note of them, that from today onward I want the world to take note of me, to take note of my life. I want my life to count for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Makaskapa shibakaskapa lua ragasandalaba. Father, I pray for your people today. I pray that their lives will count for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that the world will take note of them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that they will not trade their destiny. I pray that they will fulfill your purpose. They will fulfill their destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.